The celebration of Australia Day on January the 26th has been controversial in recent years, with some councils deciding it's not appropriate to mark what some Indigenous Australians call Invasion Day. This year, councils have another worry. Are fireworks on the National Day appropriate when bushfires burn around the country? As Tim Skelton reports, a number of municipalities are deciding to cancel their displays.
Controversy is almost as much a part of Australia Day as sausages and citizenship ceremonies. In the past, a number of local councils have made headlines by proposing to move the date of their Australia Day celebrations out of respect for Indigenous Australians. This year, the concern is whether to cancel their fireworks displays out of respect for bushfire victims. Sharon Ellis is the Mayor of Whitehorse Council in Melbourne's East.
Well, I guess we saw the devastation and the heartache that people in New South Wales and Victoria were suffering, and we basically thought it was insensitive. We cancelled it as a sign of solidarity, a show of solidarity with the people that are doing it tough at the moment.
She says the response from the community has been overwhelmingly positive.
Could I say up front, this does not mean we're not celebrating Australia Day. We will still be doing our festivities, our awards, our great concert. It is simply the last 10 minutes of the celebration that will be cancelled, which is the fireworks display. But we are still going to proceed with the concert, etc.
The ACT government cancelled their New Year's Eve fireworks display, partly out of respect for bushfire victims, but also because of concerns about safety. They've also decided to cancel the Australia Day fireworks. Jo Verdon is from Events ACT.
We're very sympathetic and absolutely empathetic to what is going on at the moment. And a lot of people, our wildlife, our habitats are being impacted heavily. But it's also about our emergency services personnel who have been working tirelessly and who are continuing to work tirelessly and making sure that if the need arises that they can be deployed and utilised in the places which are about focusing on protecting life and property.
Jo Verdon says the community supported the decision to cancel the New Year's Eve fireworks, and there hasn't been a backlash against this decision either.
Look, I think it's been a challenging summer for many people, not just people here in Canberra, right across the country. For Canberrans, you know, we are impacted and have been impacted by the smoke, haze and air quality in recent weeks, like other states and territories have also been. So the feeling at the moment, I think people are on alert.
Other councils, like the City of Ballarat, have decided to keep their fireworks displays, but will also use the event as an opportunity to raise money for people and animals affected by the fires. In the past, the federal government has pushed back hard against councils who tried to alter their Australia Day events, threatening to withdraw the right to perform citizenship ceremonies. But this isn't a debate the Prime Minister Scott Morrison seems eager to be drawn into, as he told Radio 3AW this morning.
That will be, those decisions will be made on the basis of fire authorities dealing directly with local governments.
Australia Day is still a couple of weeks out, and it's possible more councils will make the decision to cancel their fireworks, either out of respect for bushfire victims or for safety concerns. How that will play into the customary debate about the day itself is not yet clear.
Tim Skelton reporting.